Welcome back to your hometown. The stop today is Geneva. Tag along, and we'll show you why Geneva is the perfect place to call home. Sponsored by the Geneva Chamber of Commerce. Here's Lisa.
Hey, I have on the phone Alyssa Reamer. She is the communications coordinator for the Geneva Chamber of Commerce. Alyssa, I got to tell you, you're one of the towns that when it comes to tourism, when it comes to festivals, when it comes to visitors, you've got to be one of the most visited places in Chicagoland. That's just my guess because I see what it's like there.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely makes us all feel very good to hear, obviously. I'm so grateful to be here. So, hi, Lisa.
Hi, thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And so do you have any numbers? Do you have any idea how many people visit Geneva every year?
Oh, my gosh. I would definitely say thousands upon thousands.
Yeah.
I don't know exact numbers, but I mean, just our festivals alone bring so many people in. I mean, people are coming from everywhere. I know for the house tours alone, people are coming from Arizona and Florida just for those. So I'd assume even for Swedish days, people are coming out of state and just loving our small, tight-knit community.
Swedish days is the best. I remember during Swedish days, there was an owl that always had a nest on the courthouse, the old courthouse lawn, and people would sit under there and watch it. And I understand it hasn't come back for a while, right?
No, unfortunately not. But I mean, it's so amazing the enjoyment that people get out of our festivals, even if it is just, you know, the animals that are visiting. And obviously we have so many great activities. We have the carnival, we have a 5K, we have Kids Day, which brings out so many families to the area.
Yeah, Swedish Days is fun. It's really a celebration of the Swedish culture, and a lot of that is what you will find in Geneva, from the Stockholm, which is one of my favorite restaurants there. You've got some great shops that focus on that. And when is Swedish Days this year?
Swedish Days is June 24th through the 28th. It always starts the Wednesday after Father's Day, so it's kind of later this year, but it is still in June.
And a lot of historic buildings in Geneva. I love that that has remained as it's been for a long time.
Yes, we definitely do all we can to preserve history, especially with the Geneva History Museum. If you're ever interested in learning about, you know, the Geneva Vikings to the Swedish history to just who lived in Geneva at one point, I would definitely recommend going to the Geneva History Museum and just walking down 3rd Street. You can definitely see those historic brick buildings with some still have the old years that say, like, you know, 1893 on them, which is amazing to see.
Yeah, it really is. And if you're looking for the Geneva History Museum, all you have to do is look for the very cool fireplace out on the street on 3rd Street in downtown Geneva. Because, yes, they do have an outdoor fireplace, and it's just almost in front of the Geneva History Museum. And then you have the really cool cars come in sometime this summer, right?
Yes. So every Thursday in July and August, we have a classic car show in the courthouse parking lot. So either bring out your cars or come and see some awesome hot rods.
We were talking to Deanne Mitchell and Lisa at the Harrington earlier, and I said, how far out do you have to book a room for one of Geneva's big festivals? And they said probably about 3 months in advance, because you see the same people coming back for the same events, whether it's the, you know, the Christmas tour, the house tours, the Swedish days, the Festival of the Vine. Pretty big destination, and I got to compliment you guys. You do festivals very well.
Oh, thank you. And I also do want to mention that we actually have a new event this year called Art Explosion, which is on May 2nd. And as the name implies, there's going to be, you guessed it, an explosion of art. So it differs a little bit from the Geneva Arts Fair. So the Geneva Arts Fair is a juried event from artists all around the country. There's about 140 artists for that. And then Art Explosion is localized artists, many of them from Geneva, and different stores. So there's about 40 stores participating in restaurants, and they host little pop-ups, as we're calling them. So there could be painters, photographers, jewelry makers, just any kind of art around downtown Geneva. And some are doing live demonstrations. So it's an awesome, this is our first time we're doing it. It's family friendly, and it's just to get your creative blood flowing, you know, showing what we have around the community.
It's fun. It really is. Is there a website, or you just have websites for individual festivals? How does that work?
Yeah, so if you go on GenevaChamber.com, we have a little events tab, and that will show everyone all of our main festivals plus extra little events, like we have a coffee crawl coming up or the cocoa crawl, and then Art Explosion is also in there.
Thank you so much. Really nice to meet you. Thanks for representing your village, your town so well.
Yes, I'm happy to do it. I love Geneva, and it's just an awesome community, and I'm very thankful I got to talk to you about it.
Absolutely. You'll meet more people from Geneva throughout the remainder of the day. It's our Your Hometown series.